Boy News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate Thursday night unanimously passed a bill guaranteeing federal workers they will get paid everything they are owed when the government shutdown finally ends. While it does sound like good news, it will not immediately help more than 800,000 workers who are missing their first payday this week since the shutdown began on December 22nd. Democrats are refusing to give President Trump more than $5 billion to build a wall along the U.S. southern border with Mexico. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says it's likely there will be court challenges, but he thinks President Trump should try making an emergency declaration to get the money needed for the border wall.
You go to court, whether you win or not, I don't know. If the Congress gets to disapprove, I don't know what we'll do, but the president believes this is a viable option, and I said he should do it as a last resort. Over there.
A declaration would allow Mr. Trump to spend the money without congressional approval. It would likely bring an immediate court challenge from Democrats who say that there is no emergency at the border and that the president would be overstepping his constitutional authority. A man and teenager captured in separate incidents this past week by Kurdish forces in Syria and identified as U.S. citizens fighting for the Islamic State terror group are likely not Americans. A U.S. official speaking to VOA on the condition of anonymity due to the sensitivity of that information said Thursday that 16-year-old Suley Noah Su is not a U.S. citizen. Kurdish fighters with the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units announced Su's capture Wednesday. A YPG news release said Su was one of eight IS foreign fighters taken into custody during a special operation mission earlier in the week. YPG officials said the fighters were part of a group planning attacks to slow down the advance of Kurdish forces. This is VOA News. Michael Cohen, U.S. President Trump's estranged personal lawyer, said on Thursday that he will still testify in an open session before a congressional panel next month. This is just weeks before he heads to prison for lying to Congress and other crimes. In a statement, Cohen, who has provided dozens of hours of testimony about his dealings with the Trump administration and prosecutors and flipping on the president last year, said that he looks forward to having the privilege of being afforded a platform with which he could give a full and credible account of the events which have transpired. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo issued a sharp rebuke of former President Barack Obama's policies in the Middle East as he outlined the Trump administration's vision for the region.
During his speech at the American University of Cairo, Pompeo criticized Obama for standing by and taking little or no action as revolutions convulsed the Arab world and the Iranian government repressed popular protests.
What did we learn from all of this? We learned that when America retreats, chaos often follows. When we neglect our friends, resentment builds. And when we partner with our enemies, they advance. The good news is this. The age of self-inflicted American shame is over. And so are the policies that produce so much needless suffering.
That's Ed Uranian reporting for VOA. Three Russian companies have cut ties to a sanctioned oligarch and will no longer be under U.S. sanctions themselves. That's according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. He appeared before the U.S. House of Representatives, where a number of Democrats want the Trump administration to postpone lifting sanctions against the three firms. The long-awaited trial of Mehdi Nemmouche, a Frenchman accused of killing four people at a Jewish museum in the Belgian capital, began Thursday.
Another Frenchman is also on trial for allegedly supplying Nemmouche's weapons. Jewish museum director Pascal Al-Hadef told reporters the page on the killings will never be fully turned, but that this trial, at the very least, will allow people to move past it a bit more and shed light on what happened. One of Nemmouche's lawyers, Sébastien Courtois, said he would prove Nemmouche was not the assailant. He said allegations of Islamic State involvement and Nemmouche as a lone wolf attacker for the terrorist group simply wouldn't stick. Nemmouche previously had been in prison for petty crime and allegedly become radicalized behind bars.
That's Lisa Bryant reporting for VOA. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, the African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Bennett. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again, so stay close and make sure you don't go away. Today, the African beat makes its first stop, the Cameras, with Sakis Bomze in En Ero. And right after that, Ambalwa Alfayo by Jacob Luceno of Kenya, and Papa Vele Siumamo by Crossy Ray of Mauritius. But first, En Ero by Sakis Bomze of the Cameras.
Nama yangu aninzia, vale wa mina kolia. Nama yangu aninzia, vale wa mina kolia. Asima butine, asima bu enero. Maore inishashi, wanadamu washapia. Maore inishashi, wanadamu washapia. Asima butine, asima bu enero. Tende bazari mamutu, na kondo fanya zikursu. Tende bazari mamutu, na kondo fanya zikursu. Kunda mujaya nate, haribale enero. Tisubutu timambia, lishariba mana mama. Tisubutu timambia, lishariba mana mama. Anambia sheshe, debuloke enero. Ramadhani ya mongia, wasali ya ushiriki. Ramadhani ya mongia, wasali ya ushiriki. Ushiriki mungwe, masibabu enero. Tunda nati enero, womuhogo enero. Mwana tovi enero, mwana mutu enero. Burusheti enero, wamoketi enero. Wamolala enero, wamohima enero. Bonjour enero, bonsoir enero, senda habi enero, itakisi enero, ibariji enero, nifanye jeje.
famille Alpagno.
Jacqueline Ambani,
Jibera Mani,
Manjere Mabari,
African beats.
Demain matin, mis en bas, il prend l'avion, volé en France, service militaire. Moi, n'est pas tout seul, camarade, le courage à fond, c'est de moi la peur, comme tout de moi la peur, la guerre. Écrire à moi, chérie, est-ce pas moi tombé, moi, les sur là-bas, n'a pas des mauvais moments. Malgré la souffrance, ma lutter, dans l'hiver à la fée, mais pour notre amour, elle est toujours comme avant.
Papa veille du 6, maman, après un an m'a retourné. Papa veille du 6, maman, défend son âme trop coulée. Papa veille du 6, maman, après un an m'a retourné.
Malgré la souffrance, ma lutte pour retourner. Moment la séparation, c'est la vie ressent. Moi la haine m'azote, mon amour l'était si grand. Quand il sera dans mon cœur, oui trouve toujours, mais prends patience jusqu'à mon retour.
Papa Vele Siu Maman by Crossy Ray of Mauritius. Beautiful music. And before that, Ambalwa Alfayo by Jacob Luceno of Kenya. And NRO by Sakis Bomze of the Cameras. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy, pushing and pulling the records for you from Washington. I'll be back with more music, so don't go away.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. Chagua Moja by Bubbly of Tanzania and Asil Apixi Maluwungi by Jennifer Lawala of Uganda. But first...
Come on.
na yule na kipi kino.
Thank you.
Sila Pixie Maluungi by Jennifer Lawala of Uganda, beautiful. And right before that was Chagwa Moja by Bubbly of Tanzania. You are listening to the African Beat, coming to you from Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And I am David Vandy, and if anybody asks you, where do you listen to the best of African music on your airwaves? Just don't hesitate. Say the Voice of America's African Beat. I'll be right back with more music. Stay tuned.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
VOA. Tune in to your favorite Voice of America programs on City Radio 88.3 FM, Kigali, Rwanda. VOA Kenya Rwanda News. World News Now updates. Africa News Tonight. And Africa's favorite music show, The African Beat with David Vandy. VOA programs on City Radio 88.3 FM.
And so with that, let's continue now with more music, this time to Senegal, Titi Fasson in Love You. And right after that, Africa by Kaindan Gaskia of Niger, and Bakarumbo by Cheikh Tidiane Seck of Mali. But first, Love You by Titi Fasson, right from the heart of Senegal.
Vamos.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Africa, hey. Yes, man. For a piece of love, not in Africa. For the lights, God bless Africa. Africa, Africa. What you know?
Africa, dance. Slay. My people crying. Slay. Every day.
Slay.
Oh, yo, yo, yo. It's man, a beat of love, not in Africa. Hey, hey, hey.
Les bombes à gaz nationales, les bombes chimiques nationales, les bombes atomiques nationales, les bombes nucléaires nationales, les chars de guerre nationales, les armes de guerre nationales, l'avion de guerre nationale, l'avion de guerre nationale.
Mon rêve, c'est de voir l'Afrique s'unir. Plus de guerre, plus de mort, plus de génocide. Mon rêve, c'est de voir une Afrique libre, libre d'opinion, d'expression, tu le sais. Africa dance, my people crying, every day. Oh, yo, 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 it must be the love night to ever ride. Hey, 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 Africa done, my people crying, every day, oh, yo, 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 it's gonna be the love night to ever rise, hey.
It's hot and it's good to go.
Bakoromba ni ja sere ni ja nya nya le yo di ma.
Subai.
Suruku te gele dachi. Ano dachi. Kapondo koro. Kajaba koro. Eba koro.
Bakorombo by Cheikh Tidiane Seck of Mali, and right before that was Africa by Kaindan Gaskia of Niger, and Love You by Titi Fasson of Senegal. The African Beat, bringing you all the beautiful African music from across the continent with these wonderful people. I am David Vander. Stay tuned, more music coming for you.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. I am Kate Ola from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America, Monday through Friday, with me, David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your home, smiles on your faces, all your beautiful faces across the continent, wherever you are listening to the African Beat right now. I bring you love going deep into your homes, into your cars, on the streets, wherever you are. But right now, let's take a trip to Sierra Leone with Vida, Sidon Pandem. And right after that, we take a trip to Togo with Peter Solo in Somaja. And from Somaja to Liberia, CC Bernard in Nation Breakers. But first, Sidon Pandem. And then by Vida of Sierra Leone.
Anyway.
Nation Breakers, Go Outside. That's beautifully done for us by CC Bernard from Monrovia, Liberia. And right before that was Soma Ja by Peter Solo of Togo and Sidon Pandem by Vida of Sierra Leone. With all of this, I want to thank you today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Your Rainbow Station, KMOD, FM 95, out of Wichita, Kansas, where the man says it's gonna be coming down all night. I hope you're warm and tight, honey. If you're feeling alone, baby, just get on the phone and talk to me. Just get on the phone, honey.
makes me feel so special and so close to me. You know, he cheers me up, he makes me smile, he makes my life worthwhile.
This is VOA News.